God. That's what we can talk about this morning. Because, you know, a lot of people are afraid to know God.
Mm-hmm.
God is a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to get deep, you know, we kind of limit how much of God we want to know. So let's open up a story as usual. So here we go. Years ago, a man named Daniel decided he wanted to climb a mountain. Not just any mountain, but one of the tallest peaks in Colorado. He trained, prepared, and finally made the trip. But when he arrived at the base, something unexpected happened. The mountain looked different up close. It looked bigger, it looked steeper, and more intimidating. The wind howled, the clouds they swirled, the summit disappeared behind a veil of mist. Daniel stood there, boots on, backpack ready, but fear whispered, "You don't have to go all the way up. You can stay right here. Take a picture. Tell people you came. No one would know the difference." And so he stayed at the base. He never climbed. He never saw the view. He never experienced what he came for. Later he said, "I realized I didn't want the mountain. I wanted the ideal of the mountain." You know, and that is exactly what happened to Israel at Mount Sinai. A little background here before we go into Exodus 20. So before Exodus 20, Exodus 19, it kind of sets the stage for the giving of the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Israel arrives at what? Mount Sinai, where God proposes a covenant. If the Israelites obey him, they will become his treasured possession and a kingdom of priests. After the people agrees, God commands Moses to consecrate the nation. Because guess what? They're preparing to go meet who? God.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the idea sounds good.
Yes, it is.
But now we're finna have a face-to-face and in-person meeting. So picking up in Exodus 20, Exodus 20, verse 18. This is after he has given them the Ten Commandments. In verse 18, he says, "When the people saw the thunder and the lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance."
Right.
Let's talk about point one. The people saw God, but they didn't want to know God. The scriptures say they saw what? The thunder. They saw the lightning. They saw the smoke and the trembling mountain. You see, God was revealing himself, not quietly, but fully. And what did the people do? They backed away. They trembled. They said, "Moses, you talk to God. We'll stay right here." You know, although people can speak for us on our behalf, God wants to hear from us personally. Do you know that?
Yeah. Yes.
God wants to hear from us personally. Backing away from God does not stop the inevitable. And that is, one day we will have a meeting with God.
That's right.
It doesn't stop it. Creating distance in our relationship. Creating distance in our relationship from God can only bring harm, chaos, and invite sin. That's all it can do. And more sin into our lives. A relationship with God is meant to be up close and personal.
That's right.
You see, they wanted the ideal of God, but not the presence of God. Do we feel like we're like that sometimes?
Amen.
Yes.
We have this idea of God that we want.
Right.
I don't necessarily know if I want the presence of God up close to me. Sometimes that can be scary to us. You know, there are some things that we want to keep God at a distance. Oh, God doesn't want a relationship with you through somebody else.
That's right.
He wants a direct relationship with you. You see, they wanted God's blessing. Are we guilty of that?
Mm-hmm.
But not God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a young man and a father one time, and the father would always be the one that kind of did the discipline and the correction. You know, and so the young man, he just struggled with his father's discipline correction. And so the father one day said to the young man, well, would you rather your mother administer the discipline correction? And of course, the young man like, yes. See, he wanted all the blessings that the father provided. Shelter, home, food. He wanted all that. I just don't want that other part. And sometimes we're like that. We want all the blessing God can give me. But why I don't want this other part, God. It's just a little too much of you in that other part. You see, they wanted God's protection. We're the same way, but not God's presence. They wanted a representative, but not a relationship. We all, at times, we all want what? We want God to be our representative.
Yeah. Right.
But God wants that relationship. God wants us to buy into a relationship with him. He just don't want to be a representative. He wants more from us. And we should desire to have more from God. You see, we cannot be like the man who went to the mountain and decided to stay at the base because he felt it was safer. We have to be careful not to put limits on our relationship with God. You know what I mean? Like, God, we can talk about this, or you can pry into this, but not this. Not this, God. Not this. And of course, God knows all things, but God wants you to willingly to say, let me into this area of your life. We feel like we got to have this particular area of our life. Like, God, no, no, Lord, no. And God's like, it won't get no better until you allow me in. It won't get no better until you and I have a conversation about this part of your life.
Amen.
You see, God wants you whole. Mm-hmm. He wants all of you.
That's right.
And God wants you to desire to receive him in full. Mm-hmm. All of him, not just part of you. And so here these guys are at the base of the mountain. And pick it up in verse 19. After Moses had gotten there, he says, and they said to Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen.
Mm-hmm.
But do not have God speak to us, or we will die.
Sure.
Second point, fear can push you away or draw you in.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they go to the extreme? We can do that. You know, we in our mind, we'd be like, well, if it happens this way, oh, I'm going to die. It's just going to be the worst. It's going to be the end. These guys are like, if he speaks to us, we are going to die. But Moses is right there with them. You know, it's like, you know, God's representative is right there with you. God would have not invited you to come to meet him, to connect with him, just to kill you. God was looking forward to this moment. He planned this moment. He told Moses everything that they needed to do to get ready to meet him. But when that time came, they felt like, no, I don't, you know, you talk to God for us, and that'd be good. It reminds me of back in the days when I was coming up as a young Christian, when people would say, and I was inviting people at the church, but I ain't gonna go to church, but you say a prayer for me. Talk to God for me. I remember that. And that, during that, young Christian, like, pray for you. You can come and do it yourself. Why don't you come?
Yeah.
Well, now you just, when you get there, just say a prayer for me.
Yeah.
Now I do it a little older. I'm like, okay, I understand praying for you, but God still wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you. I can pray for you all day and all that I want, but God still wants to hear from you.
That's right.
And that's what we have to realize, is that God wants to hear from us.
Right.
You can ask people to go speak to God for you, speak on your behalf, whatever they need to do. And guess what? That's okay. But in the end, God wants to hear from you.
That's right, bro.
Fear can push you away or draw you in. The people said, do not have God speak to us. They were afraid of the God who speaks. But you know what? Moses wasn't. And why was that? Why was Moses not afraid and they were afraid? You know, because Moses feared God rightly. How do you fear God?
Come on.
Are you always scared? Oh, I don't know. The Lord, ooh, can't do that. Ooh. He's a hard guy. Ooh, he's a hard judge. Reminds you of that parable. Okay, three guys, three different talents. And guess what? One guy, what? Didn't do nothing with his.
Yeah.
and then told God, well, you know, I didn't do nothing because I know you are a harsh man. And God like, you know all this, you know. Why would it, like, you know all this, you know. Our fear of God has to be righteous. You see, the Israel, their fear made them retreat because their fear was not in the right place. Their perspective was not right. But Moses' fear made him approach God. What was different with Moses' fear? It was respect. He had respect for the God of Israel, the God of creation. You see, the difference was Moses saw God's superior power over his oppressor. Remember, they was in Egypt and they had been oppressed for a long time.
That's right.
And God did these amazing things before Pharaoh. And he did these amazing things after he got them out of Egypt. So God saw this superior power that could rescue them from their oppressor. Mm-hmm. Is that how you see God? Because mm-hmm. we do have things in our life that we feel like is oppressing us. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a person.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's some other things. Maybe it's emotions. I don't know. But we always feel like there's some type of weight on us. It's always just, oh, man, it's just riding me.
Yep.
It's burdening me. It's weighing me down. But do you see God as your superior power over those issues? You see, what the difference that Moses saw was that God's mercy and morale consistency. That's right. You know, Israel, long before they got to the Ten Commandments, they were kind of messing up here and there. And even then, God was showing them mercy. Even then, God was establishing his morale and how it should be. How do you see God? And Moses saw God as a defender of the vulnerable.
Yeah.
We need a defender.
Yes.
At all times. The day you think you can do everything on your own and defend yourself, that should be a scary day. That should be a scary day. But Moses saw that. Because remember, Israel, they were oppressed. They were brutally oppressed for a long time. And their defender said, you know what? I'm going to protect you. I'm going to pull you out of that situation. So how do you see God in your life these days? You ever think about it sometimes, like just sit down like, so how do I see God in my life? Do I see him as a superior power? Do I see him as a defender of my situation or of my life? How do I see God in my life? Wrong fear pushes God away.
Mm-hmm.
That's having a relationship with God where you're always scary. You feel like you're always on pins and needles and eggshell. And that's not the relationship God's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that should not be the relationship that you're looking for. Right? Fear or righteous fear should pull us closer to God.
That's right.
And that fear is respect.
Yeah.
I respect the God who created all things, who knows all things, and has a great plan for me in the end.
Mm-hmm.
The people feared God's power.
Mm-hmm.
Moses feared God's absence.
Wow. Mm.
Which one do you think you would fear? If there was no God in this world and his grace was not active, can you imagine where this world would be? For those who don't like to bear arms, I tell you, man, you'll probably have more arms than people who love to bear arms. You and that gun would be best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up, family, in verse 20. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Third point, God didn't come to terrify them. He came to transform them.
Right. Yep.
Moses tells them, do not be afraid. God has come to test you, not to scare you, not to punish you, not to destroy you, but to reveal himself so clearly that you would never again settle for idols, substitutes, or half-hearted devotion. God was saying, I want you to know me. not in part, but in full. But during this particular time and episode with this inaction with God, the people chose distance. You know that? And many of us, at some time in our life, we have done the same thing, and maybe we're doing it right now today. Maybe there's one particular issue in our life that we just feel like we just don't want God. We don't want to give it to God. So we're going to choose distance on this issue in our life and not let God handle it. But God stands there in his mighty power, grace, and mercy, and he looks at you and he says, but I want that. I want more. I want all of that. You know, we must understand the tragedy of spiritual distance. Israel wanted a filter between them and God. Speak to us, they said. They said Moses, don't let God speak to us. So why did they want that? You know why? Because they wanted a safe God. You know how we are. I want a safe God. However I create that God in my mind, I feel like that God is safe. They wanted a predictable God. I know God's playbook. I know everything he's going to do, and that makes me feel comfortable. Yep. That's what I want. Yep. They wanted a manageable God. Mm-hmm. I can dictate the terms, and right. God will submit, right. And this is how it's going to be. They wanted a God who didn't disrupt their comfort. Mm-hmm. We all love comfort.
Yeah.
And we hate when our comfort is disrupted.
Yes.
But guess what? God disrupt our comfort for a reason.
That's right.
But the real God, the God of Scripture, guess what? He cannot be managed. You cannot predict what he's going to do. And guess what? He is the true safe God when you submit and surrender to his will.
Yes.
You see, the God of Scripture can only be worshiped. That's it. He can only be worshiped in love.
Amen.
That's the true God of Scripture. And here's the truth. You cannot know God while keeping him at a distance.
No.
You just can't. You can't know him by keeping him at a distance. You cannot receive God partially and expect full transformation. You just can't do it. Guess what? We're going to have to climb that mountain. God still calls us to the mountain. And that mountain is God. And God says every day to us, come closer. Come closer.
Mm-hmm.
Come closer. Every day God says to each and every one of us, know me. Know me. He says, seek me. He's calling us to pursue him every day. God says every day, hear my voice. Stop covering up your ears.
Yeah.
Stop clogging it with the noise of this world. Hear God's voice. Every day God is saying, receive me in full. He wants us to be fully invested in him.
Amen.
But you know, many times, we don't want to come to the mountain. Well, I'm just too busy. And we all know it's like to be busy. But God say, you're not that busy.
Right.
You're not that busy when you can't carve some time out for me, for you and I. You're not that busy. Yeah. But many times we won't come to God because guess what we say is, I just got a lot going on. I'm distracted. God say, you don't have that much going on. There's not that much distraction in the world. Just isn't. Many times we don't want to come to God because we say, I'm just too comfortable.
Yeah.
That is dangerous. That is dangerous.
Yes, sir.
And many times we won't come to God because we're too afraid of what God may change in us.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Yep.
You see, God wants it all. Not half. Not the convenient parts. Not the parts that don't disrupt our lifestyle. God wants a fully invested relationship with you. Because he loves you, And he created you to be loved by him. God is the mountain. And he is a mountain that cannot be removed. Share a closing story here with you. A pastor once visited a man who always complained. He couldn't see clearly. He said his glasses must be defective. It's always something else. Something is a problem. It's never us. The pastor picked him up and noticed something strange. One lens was spotless. The other was covered in fingerprints, dust, and smudges. The man said, "I clean the right lens every day. I just don't bother with the left one." The pastor smiled and said, "Brother, you're trying to see life through a partial lens. No wonder everything looks distorted." That's how many of us try to see God. We clean the parts we like. His love, his mercy, his blessings. But we leave untouched the parts that challenge us. It's God's holiness, his authority, and his truth. Yeah. And then we wonder why our spiritual vision is blurry. We have to make sure to clean all the parts. And the only way we can do that is we've got to receive God in full.
Yes. Yeah.
We cannot be afraid of God. We cannot be afraid of having this one-on-one with God right now. Mm-hmm. We don't want to wait to have the one-on-one when God said your time is done on this earth. Mm-hmm. God wants the one-on-one now.
Right.
He wants to build now.
Right.
He wants to make you holy. He wants to make you pure. He wants to prepare you for when you get to heaven, man, that you and him may live forever in eternity and run together in eternity forever. Let's not stay at a distance. God is calling us to the mountain, not just any mountain, but the mountain that is God. You know, he's calling us to a mountain not to scare us, not to shame us, not to overwhelm us, but to reveal himself to us. To know him fully, to receive him fully, to walk with him deeply, and to experience him intimately. Let's not stay at a distance from God. Let's not be afraid of God, but let's embrace him. Don't settle for the idea of God. Come to the mountain.
Yes.
And know the God who is real. Let's go to God in prayer.